Mickey Shatosky is from Animal Health Emergency Management Project, and she joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Mickey, thank you very much for joining us today. A lot of people and a lot of jurisdictions, especially on their Facebook pages, are putting out signs and warnings, I guess, for lack of a better term, that farmers need an emergency plan for their livestock, which is actually quite sensible at this particular point. Mickey, just get your comments about the fact that, well, farmers do need a plan in place.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do need a plan. And if they do have emergency management plans already, they need to consider if their livestock is included in these plans. I work with the Animal Health Emergency Management Project, which is a four-year project under Animal Health Canada, and our goal is to work with the provincial and national livestock and poultry association groups just to ensure that they have the tools and are considering emergency planning for the animals. Our main focus has been animal disease emergencies, but now we're working in all different emergencies that can happen that involve livestock.
There's a YouTube video out that is a link to some of these emergency plans in place. How much do we need to, or how much does farmers need to maybe check that online?
I had a look at that, and that's actually a really good resource. It's from the Alberta government, and it's talking about the PID system, which is very important in our provinces, and it's right across Canada as well. It's one of the pillars for traceability. It links livestock and poultry to land locations and premises. And so if there is an emergency, they know where the animals are at. And so they can assist with getting the animals, making sure that the animals are taken care of during these events.
Please correct me if I'm wrong here, Mickey. The premises identification program, it seems that quite a bit is known about it, or maybe not enough is known about it. My question is, in your mind, how much do we know about it?
I think in Alberta, it's very well known. People, you know, you really need to register for it because it will be an early warning system that will help you if there is a natural disaster or an outbreak of animal disease as well. So people are encouraged, and I believe you must apply for your PID account within 30 days of assuming ownership of an animal. So everyone should have it. And producers should know that it's a system to help them so that the animals, you know, we can find the animals and work with the producer to make sure that those animals are being cared for. So that's really one of the goals of the PID.
With the premises ID program now in place and getting back a little bit to having a plan in place, how much do you think a farmer doesn't have a plan? I mean, I'm sure there are farmers with plans, but I'm sure there are farmers without plans, especially when disaster does occur, because I know up here in the northern part, the northwestern part of the province, flooding has happened. So,
The fires as well, like the Fort Mac fires. I actually worked with the equine industry when those were happening, and there was a lot of issues, you know, on just finding out where those animals were. Mm-hmm. Every producer, I really can't guess on how many producers, the large producers would all have emergency plans. But the small producers or the guy that has one or two horses really needs to consider having this plan. And within the plan, they need to have like emergency contact lists, farm objectives, inventory, where are the animals on the property, and how many are on the property. They need to have maps that show where the key locations of the farm are, like so the first responders, when they come in, have a bit of an idea on where to locate stuff when they have to help out. Animal identification and records, list of your tags, your bill of sales, etc. Also, consider the biosecurity considerations, right? If you're moving your animals around and putting them in with other animals, are there considerations just if there is a disease outbreak or something to be aware of? Another thing to consider, too, is visitor logs. Do you know who's been on and off your property in the last 48 hours? If there was a disease outbreak, you would need to know this just to help with the tracing, because we're going to need to stop that disease Yeah, and making sure that your records are kept in a location that you can access them and they're up to date. And so we recommend having some records off-site as well as perhaps on a cloud so that you can access them remotely. Another key thing, too, is having a relationship with your first responders and your municipality people. One of the things that I know is happening in Alberta is there is emergency management training that's going on at some of the municipalities where they're making sure that livestock are included, especially if you look at some of the areas that have lots of livestock. I know around the Edmonton area there is a lot of horses. So that's one of the municipalities that have been, you know, working on their emergency planning just to make sure that if something happens, they can get those animals out or at least know where the animals are.
I know the farming industry is, you know, it's just like every other industry. It mm-hmm. it has its busy points, that's for yeah. sure. But is it just a case sometimes if a farmer does not have a plan in place, the old sort of naive saying that it will never happen to me, it will never happen to here, yeah. despite the fact that disaster strikes and, yeah?
Yeah, I agree with that. And another thing is when there's a disaster or something comes through, people are hyper aware of, you know, of the situation when it's happening, but we soon forget. And so right after, say, the Fort McMurray fires or the flooding that happened in the Drumheller sort of country in there, people were, you know, like, let's get this, our plans together. They saw that they needed to. They, you know, seen the need of it. But shortly after, you get 6 months down the road, and people forget. They put it on the back burner, and mm-hmm. it's just part of human nature, and I think that we need to recognize that and just be really proactive and just get those plans going and make sure they're updated, talk to your neighbors, build relationships, and just be aware because it's happening all the time here in Alberta. When you see what happened in BC, like in the last year with the floods, fires, droughts, like it's been quite the year, and so we know that this stuff's going to happen sooner or later in our areas. So,
mm-hmm. with the Animal Health Emergency Management Project, and with the I guess sort of with the province of Alberta, since they've come out with that YouTube video, the premises ID program. I'm thinking that they can't stress enough to have a plan in place.
Yeah, that's right. How can they help you if they don't know where the animals are?
Like yeah, exactly.
Responders.
Exactly. But with those two jurisdictions, both with what you guys do and what the government does, have you guys had feedback regarding these emergencies or possibly having the ideas of these emergencies put in place? And if you have, what's been the feedback?
Yeah, I think producers are really open to having resources and tools that will help them develop their plans. It's getting them on board with working on their plans. PID, I think, it's been around for a number of years, as long as I've been in this industry, and that's been a while. It's been a struggle getting it going, but people are now coming on board with it and see the value of it. It's kind of like the Alberta Emergency Alert app, I believe it's called.
Mm-hmm.
It's just key. Like, I have that on my phone, and I know when something's coming down, right? Like, they'll, you know, anything that's happening, floods, fires, there's power outages. You know, having a power outage can be a disaster on a farm as well if they can't feed their animals. So there's lots of different types of emergencies, and so we need to use the tools that are out there. And so that includes the PID. It includes the alert systems. And just being proactive, you know, as animal owners, as, you know, people with our families. We have, you know, like the, I think it's the 48-hour plan that the government also encourages that you do, but it's more for your family. We need to have that for our animals because we need to keep our animals safe.
I'm also thinking, as far as resources is concerned, animalhealth.ca is a good resource, is it not?
Yeah. Yep, on animalhealth.ca, yes, if you go onto our resource page, we have all the information for the different groups that we've worked with. We've worked with pigs, dairy cattle, beef cattle, goats, sheep, equine. We're just getting into working with the Bison Association and also with poultry. If you go onto our resource page, there's resources there on preparing, so what you can do in advance of an emergency, and then also learning about the response. One of the things you'll notice there is a workbook. It's a producer workbook, and it's just the forms, and they're all in PDF. So you can go through and you can fill out the form as you go, and it's just like a workbook. Mm-hmm. And then you can download the copy and save it. Print it off as well. One of the things we're working on too is to make that online, like to get it online so that people can access it from wherever they are at. Mm-hmm. And also have, you know, if first responders need to access it or whoever needs to.
Do you have a plan in place, or do farmers have a plan in place in case emergencies happen, especially when it comes to your livestock? Well, we were discussing that with Mickey Shatosky of Animal Health Emergency Management Project. And Mickey, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for allowing us to speak on this topic.